Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And also, blessings to you in this wonderful Advent as we await the coming of our Lord. Today we're going to be taking a look at 1 John chapter 4, specifically verse 10, as the Apostle writes, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now, I don't know about you, but as Christmas approaches, I get a little nervous. You see, I think I might be the worst gift giver on the entire planet. Our family has this tradition every Thanksgiving where we get together and we put all of our names in a big hat and we sit around the table and we pass the hat around and we draw the names out, and whoever's name you get is who you're responsible for Christmas. And I have the great ability, some call it a curse, I call it an ability, to draw the most impossible person's name out of the hat every year. The person who has everything, the person who doesn't need anything, who doesn't want anything, and when you ask them what they'd like, they'd say, "Oh, whatever you get will be great." So, when Christmas comes around, I can feel my blood pressure rise a little bit. I worry that the gift I've bought is not right for the recipient. I watch their eyes carefully as they glance at the gift as it's just unwrapped. What will they say? What I hope I don't hear are responses like these: "Oh, you shouldn't have," which I think roughly translates, "I really wish you wouldn't have." Or, "Isn't this a surprise?" Or, "Are you sure this is for me?" Which I think also translates, "This is really inappropriate." Or even worse, "I'm a size medium, not an extra large." Everyone, after all, is not a gracious gift recipient, nor is everyone a skilled gift giver. It is this way with the gift of love sometimes. Not everyone receives it well in every circumstance. Adoptive parents can tell you that sometimes their adopted child has a difficult time receiving their love. There can be a turning aside or even a pushback from a child who can't understand themselves or why they reject their parents' expressions of love. Or consider how difficult it is to receive a gift from someone for whom you've not purchased a gift in return. Some gifts can be so generous or so rich with sacrifice that we find ourselves embarrassed to receive them. I recall receiving such a gift on Christmas. It was just too much, simply too expensive to come from this particular person. "I cannot accept this," I said. "It's too much." But the giver's countenance fell. "Please," he said, "we want to do this." Still sensing the extravagance of the gift, but more importantly, the sincerity of the gift giver, I said simply, "Thank you." And I remember the look on his face, so joyously rich, that I cherished that moment more than the gift itself. So I am convinced that unless and until we are overcome by the love of God in sending his one and only Son for us, our love toward God and towards others will be shallow at best. The essence of Christianity is not so much that we love God and others, but that God the Father loves us enough to send and sacrifice the Son, Jesus Christ. The Father-Son language here can be kind of off-putting for some of us today, yet it gets to the heart of our Trinitarian faith. It captures the depth of relationships within the very nature of God, and the essence of the sacrifice God was willing to make for us. To say that God sent his Son affirms not only the relational nature of our triune God, but also the reality of the essence of God being love. As John reminds us again, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins." I want you to notice that John says, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us." Simply loving God and our neighbor doesn't constitute true Christianity. It may be the summary of the law, as many of us are familiar from Matthew 22, but it's not Christianity at its deepest. It misses the crucial motivation we all have for loving God and others, our having received God's love in Jesus. We don't give love to others because it's the right thing to do or the human thing to do. We give love because God in Jesus Christ has overwhelmed us with his love. We love God and others because God's loving gift of Jesus continues to transform us. We love because God first gave us love. This love that was shown to us in the sending of our Lord Jesus Christ flows out of us into all of our relationships and actions. Not just simple things like giving bad Christmas gifts, but it shapes our disposition towards everyone. We see a world so loved by God that he sent his own son to save it. We do not see the difficult or frustrating people, but rather those whom our Lord sacrificed all for. There are the people in our lives every day, from our neighbors, our co-workers, our family, and even our church family. All the people in the world you meet are loved by the Father. Love so much that the Father sends Jesus to us. And as we remember this Advent season, Jesus comes to us. He lives a perfect life for us, and he dies for us. That's God's ultimate expression of love for his people might be realized. But he doesn't stop there. He rises for us, assuring us of our eternal home with him. All of these things he does out of his love for his own creation with no merit within ourselves. True sacrificial love. But ultimately, what matters, what gives life meaning, is that we are loved by God. There is no doubt why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:13, these three abide, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. We as Christians during this Advent season and always have been given this awesome gift of love from our Creator as shown through Jesus. We now have the awesome privilege to share this message with the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.